Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
In the Hunter Valley in New South Wales, a local business there is trying a new cost-effective model to break the cycle of homelessness to provide social housing. Sanctuary Place is the name of the initiative, and the founder and CEO is Michael Mason. Michael, welcome to Open House.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve. Yes.
I guess you've welcomed a lot of people to open houses yourself over the years. That's quite a nice symmetry there.
Absolutely.
So, Michael, what was the start of Sanctuary Place?
Sanctuary Place has really been front of mind for more than 10 years, and it's taken a number of years, in fact, to get to a point where we were physically breaking ground. We had all our ducks in a row, if you like, and we had enabled ourselves in our own lives, both Brian and myself. This is an initiative. We're co-founders of Sanctuary Place. To be able to immerse ourselves in the business of building homes for people that need a beautiful home to live in and may come from very adverse situations in their life, difficulties, housing stress, maybe a very unsettled home. So we're providing people with what is otherwise, you know, a beautiful outcome and looking after them from a housing perspective.
Now, Michael, you're in the building trade. Your family has been in hospitality. You're a Christian. Your colleague Brian has been in the finance industry. Where did the idea come from that you'd like to use those skills in a different way to do this, well, this social enterprise?
Well, look, all of those career paths are, in fact, that's what we've done all our lives. And I think, you know, we're getting to continue doing what we love, which is what you've just denoted, but we're doing it for a very special audience.
But I'm really interested in this, like, where you're building a house one day and suddenly you started thinking about the people you're building houses for. I mean, how did that actually, where did the germ come from? How did God plant that seed in you?
Well, I think we've always been thinking about others, to be honest. And and then we're still building houses, so really nothing's changed.
Yes.
In fact, our residents, it's unbelievable the feeling, the satisfaction that one gets from finishing what is otherwise a high-end home in a street. The whole team comes in on that last day. We're assembling furniture over two or three homes, and everyone's working tirelessly, some 30 hours. There's this mad rush to get it finished. The places look amazing. Often they're the best houses in the street. Mm. And then we have a lovely influx of people that we invite for an open home the following day. The one that we just did just recently on the 27th of June, we had a number of services attend and would be prospective residents. And we also had a few local members and different representatives in the local community attend, and it was a wonderful day, unbelievably exciting for us and rewarding. So we're not doing anything different. We just happen to have a more special and select clientele now.
Michael, what's the difference between what you're doing then and other forms of accommodation that are out there for people in housing stress?
Look, the fundamental difference, Steve, between Sanctuary Place and public housing, social housing and temporary accommodation from various services and charities is that this is built around lifetime tenancy. We've covered just about everything from people in their last years of life developing high needs, medical needs, or couples where one partner might get quite ill. We have rooms within the house that we can open up. And that partner can then be looked after and cared for under the same roof right to the end and still be under the Sanctuary Place.
So you're saying that there's inbuilt life stage progression, that is to say you've designed that.
We call it the butterfly approach. So
amazing.
We have rooms where we open the house up.
That's amazing.
Further.
Yeah.
And so there's two extra rooms in every home where partners could end up being looked after with a registered nurse. Medical services could attend the house. We're not overcrowding the public system, and you get to, you know, be with your partner right to the end. So it's a lifetime project. We're in this for keeps. We're with our residents to the end, and we're building quality outcomes for people and building family and an environment and community all at the same time and giving people that that safety and assurance and dignity and the comfort and security of having their own home for life.
Our guest on Open House is Michael Mason. He's one of the founders of Sanctuary Place. It's a new type of model, a different type of model. It's a social enterprise model, providing accommodation and potentially long-term accommodation for people who might otherwise be at risk of homelessness. So your recent projects have included shared homes in Rutherford, and you've provided these for people in the 55-plus age bracket, as I understand it. A shared home is not everybody's cup of tea, but you would see that as building what you call a micro-community. Is that what you meant by that phrase?
Absolutely. So our first pilots were shared homes, and basically for 50 people, for people 50 years and above.
Mm-hmm.
We also have right now in council, we have micro homes, which are three-bedroom, three-bathroom homes for families. So mum, dad and the children, up to four children, and or a relationship that's, you know, come to an end. And there's housing stress there, and either parent with children are in a fairly desperate situation and need some sort of very secure housing and also support. Handing someone a set of keys to a home is only half the solution. It's being on the journey with them while they're in the home that I think helps enable them further and assures them that whatever they have, they can build on.
And you're providing things like cooking classes,
clubs. We've got a wonderful Chad Brendan from the Botanical Society out of Sydney that's helping us in growing some permaculture, beautiful gardens, some organic fruit and veg in the backyard, and also household budgeting and other fundamentals that are sometimes lost. So not only providing people with wonderful outcomes in respect of housing, but every other little element that makes a house special, warm, cozy, safe and secure. I mean, ultimately, we would like our residents to be in one state of mind, and that's a very peaceful state where they're assured. They're assured of their housing. They know that there's other people there that are also helping them and being supportive in their pathway in life, where they get to stand up and look at what all their options are and not be stressed every day and worried.
There's a lot of need there. How do you get in touch with the right clientele, as it were?
We're doing this in a step-by-step process. There's a number of services and agencies that we've connected with. We're out there in the community. We're visiting men's sheds. We're visiting CWAs and different community groups where we're in discussions with a whole range of different services in the area. We're even doing notice boards and community boards and shopping centres and where people congregate in areas as far as Singleton and Musselbrook, the Central Coast, Newcastle and out to Cessnock. We've picked this area because we believe demographically and strategically this is probably the best area for us to be in respect of affordable housing, as in land values and services, hospital and other related services, transport. We've chosen this area. We believe that we can do the greatest good from this region, this Hunter, Newcastle and greater area.
On Open House, we're speaking with Michael Mason, with his partner, Brian Seymour. They've started this thing called Sanctuary Place. The whole family's involved. Your wife is involved in providing services and doing cooking classes. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
It's good stuff. Well, one of the reasons that we're interested to talk to you is not just that you're doing good work there, but that it is, in fact, it's not a charity, it's a private enterprise, but you describe it as a social enterprise, a for-benefit enterprise, and the homes are owned by, I gather, a trust, and rented out to your clients, to your tenants, at the rate of their housing allowance from the government, so they have to qualify for that, plus $17 a day, which is an extraordinarily low rate. But I gather they can have lifelong tenancy in those places.
That's right. The intention was always to provide people with a safe and secure dwelling, a home, a roof over their head, and then also assist them in that journey to ensure that the houses are always well maintained, and the houses are functioning. So it's a journey that we take on together with each and every resident, and the outcome so far, and from what we can see, it's not rocket science, will be nothing short of, you know, fantastic. We're extremely excited and very passionate about what we do. And to hand someone a brand new home that looks amazing and a set of keys, and those people most likely, some of our residents have never lived in a home of this quality, it's quite an emotional experience and tremendously satisfying for us as well. So it's a win-win on every front, and we absolutely love what we're doing.
Well, it's a very interesting model indeed, and I do thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for speaking with us.
That's fantastic. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Michael Mason, very passionate about what he does. Sanctuary Place is the name of that project in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales, and a very interesting model. As I said earlier in the program, if there's a local service, someone doing good work in the community, we would love to tell that story. Just let us know so that we can do a bit of digging around and help tell that story. We love pointing to great things that are happening in our world as we all become just a little bit more like, hopefully, a little bit more like the image of Christ that we're to conform to, anticipating the kingdom of God.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.